From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Another day, another Trump Twitter fight. Toyota is the latest company whose stock took a hit after the president-elect threatened to punish the carmaker for its plans to build Corollas in Mexico. Toyota's move would shift production out of Canada, not the U.S. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace has more on what these tweets and the sentiment behind them mean for the firms involved and for consumers.
Donald Trump this week tweeted about GM, then Ford, now his first foreign target, Toyota. Michelle Krebs, a senior analyst at Auto Trader, says when car companies consider where to put a factory, they have to think about costs, supply chain, where their consumers are, and now apparently they have to think about Trump tweets.
They're having to add this layer of how does this play politically.
Toyota is defending itself, saying it's a good corporate citizen in the U.S. It does have 10 factories and 136,000 employees here. Trump's idea of imposing a big tariff on cars made elsewhere does have some precedent. In the 80s, the Reagan administration put a quota on Japanese vehicle imports. Clifford Winston with the Brookings Institution says Honda, Toyota, and Nissan did eventually build new factories in the U.S., but car prices almost immediately went up, and
the strategy backfired because employment was reduced, not increased.
There were big cuts in productivity and in jobs. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.